We'd like to announce again we'll be having a drive-in service next Sunday morning. And we'll be parking out on the east wing, the Bowden side of the church. And we're going to fill the top and the bottom. And we'll preach off the porch, sing off the porch. And so we encourage you to get here about 10:30. And we're going to have orchestrated parking. If you'd like to bring a few chairs and sit in front of your vehicle, that'll be fine. We're just not going to really get out in the parking lot and mingle, but just stay there in your space a little bit. Then we're going to let their children come down to the steps before the service starts and do their giving to the Lord. Then they can get back to their safe place and we'll start our service. But hope that this will bring our church together next Sunday. We'd love to see the people and the children. If you have a Bible with you today, turn with us, if you would, to Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5. Won't preach a long time this morning, but I would like to share with you that what the Lord has laid upon my heart, found out of Mark, chapter number 5. Like I say, I appreciate Brother Chris Dunson being here every Sunday, making this possible with his group. Brother Eric and Braden's been here, and they've been so faithful, and I appreciate their work and efforts, and may the Lord bless y'all for this time together. Good to see my grandboy up top this morning, Parker James with Isaiah. They're peeping up above today, and it's good to have them here, and certainly Brother Tim, Miss Emily, Miss Brenda with us today. Mark chapter number 5, verse number 21, if you have a Bible. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him and was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. That's a good place to get this morning. And he besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her." I want to say today, I'm not preaching from that passage, but I'm glad Jesus is available. And I'm glad when a crisis arises, we've got somebody that we can get to this morning. And you may be here today and something has happened to you unsurprisingly, unbeknown to you. All of a sudden it's happened. Let me tell you, there's a place you can take your problem today, and that's at the feet of Jesus. The Bible said, I love this, verse 24. I'm glad Jesus didn't turn him away, but the Bible says, and Jesus went with him. I'm glad when somebody comes to Jesus, he'll always go away with them. And I'm glad we've got a Savior that receives us this morning. The Bible said, verse 25, and a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and she had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touches me? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that she was what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. I want to preach this morning. If the Lord would help me out of verse number 27 on this Bible thought, I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus. I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus. For the Bible simply says this, that when she had heard of Jesus, have you ever heard about Jesus? There's nobody like him. Now let's watch what happens to this lady in our Bible. Preaching on, glad somebody told me about Jesus. First of all, let's notice what this woman faced. What she faced. Look in verse 25. It said, there was a certain woman which had an issue. And I'm going to tell you, everybody has issues today.
I hear people say, well, I don't like them because they got issues. Honey, if you look back at you today, there's more issues inside of you than you want to deal with. But I'm glad I know somebody that can deal with issues. I'm glad there's somebody that can deal with life issues. When life seems like it's so unfair, I'm glad that we got somebody can deal with us with our issues. Now, notice she faced this blood problem. She had an issue. But then look at verse 25. Not only was it a blood problem, it was a belligerent problem. What are you saying, preacher? It was very contentious. It bothered her. And it went on for 12 years. Can you imagine dealing 12 years, night and day, with this issue? I've noticed some issues last longer than others, but all issues have something in common. They all are very contentious, and they're binding, and we wish that they were not there. But we see this woman, she could not shake it. What was dealing with her, she couldn't get rid of it. She just couldn't shake it. I wonder if you've ever been dealing with an issue in your life that you just couldn't shake it. You just couldn't get rid of it. You find this woman here, what she faced, it was a blood problem. It was a belligerent problem. But then thirdly, in verse 26, the Bible said she had suffered many things of many physicians. It was a burden problem. She had suffered many things of many physicians. I was reading this passage this morning, and I got to thinking about all the advice that people give. People have suffered many things from many different physicians. So many opinions that people love to give you how to deal with your issues. There's no doubt this woman had heard about home remedies. She'd heard about Dr. Phil's remedies. She'd heard about Oprah's remedies. Can I tell you, she'd suffered many things from many physicians. She had a burden problem. But then look in verse 26. She had a banking problem, the Bible said, and she had spent all that she had. She had nothing left. You may find yourself this morning that you're spent out. You've done all you know to do. You've thrown everything you know to do at your situation, but it's still a big issue. I've dealt with a lot of people in life. They've dealt with many things through many physicians, been many advices given, been many remedies given. You know something, if you'll just turn over a new leaf, or if you'll try to live a better life, or maybe you'll go to the AA clinic, or you'll go to the 7 steps of getting better. Let me tell you something, Jesus can handle every issue this morning. She had suffered many things of many physicians, so she had spent all that she had. She certainly had a banking problem. But look in verse 26. This little verse is loaded. Not only did she have a banking problem, but the Bible said, and she was nothing bettered. She had a besetting problem. It seemed like everything she had tried, it didn't work. I heard people say, well, preacher, I've tried religion. It didn't work. Well, let me be the first to tell you, religion don't work. I've heard people say, well, preacher, I've tried to do better and it didn't work. Well, do betters don't work, but Jesus works. Religion will let you down, but honey, Calvary will take you to a place that you've never been. And so certainly, she had a besetting problem. It was nothing bettered. How many people have you ever talked with in life about your issue and it did not get any better? I can remember, as I was raised in one of the greatest Christian homes in the country, I was taken to church every time the door was open. I got in the wrong crowd and I got to doing things that I'm not proud of this morning. I tried to do better. I married a young lady from Bowden, Georgia, that was a Christian. She's a saved girl. And I knew it was something in her that I did not have. I tried this and I tried that. But I'll never forget that morning. 1981, one August morning, God was dealing with my heart and showed me I was a sinner. And I realized I couldn't get better by anybody else.
But oh my goodness, she had a besetting problem. Nothing was better. But watch this in verse 26. I love where the Bible teaches us she had a building problem. For the Bible reads, she was nothing better, but rather it grew worse. It grew worse. Did you know that your issues can grow if you don't get them seen about? If you don't take your issue to Jesus, I've noticed it don't stay in place. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. She had a building problem. Her issue was getting bigger. What she faced. She had a besetting problem. She had a building problem. But in verse 27, I want to say this. She had a bringing problem. You see, this issue in life was really one of the greatest issues that she had ever experienced. Matter of fact, I've noticed some of the most sincere issues that I've ever had that came on me in my life was the best thing that ever happened to me, because this was a bringing issue. You see, God allows things for a reason. Her issue was fixing to be the biggest blessing in her life, because her issue is going to bring her to Jesus. Can I tell you, if you're in a situation today and things have not got better, but it's grew worse and worse, it's got bigger, can I tell you, it's a great day to bring it to Jesus. This was a bringing issue. This issue brought her to Christ. How many people today had an issue in their life that you can look back and glad that you had that issue because it brought you to Christ? The thief on the cross, you remember, two hung with Jesus. One on the left, one on the right, Jesus in the middle. You remember one denied the Lord and the other one cried and said, Lord, remember me. You see, his issue brought him closer to Jesus than it had ever been in his life. And his issue turned out getting him saved by the grace of God. This morning, maybe you've been battling an issue. You're battling yourself. Maybe you're battling family. Maybe you're battling addictions. But let me tell you something. It's not going to get any better till you deal with it with Jesus. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. And today, I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus. You see, we see what this woman faced. But secondly, let's see what this woman found. Let's see what this woman found in verse number 27. Boy, the story's going to pick up now. Look where her issue brings her to. And when she had heard of Jesus, I wonder who told her about Jesus. I wonder who you told about Jesus. You know, when we're pumping gas or we're buying groceries, any chance in our life, that's what we ought to be telling people, the good news of the Lord Jesus. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garments. Now, not only what she faced, but what she found. In verse 27, she found a favor. She had heard about Jesus. One of the greatest favors that's ever been shown me in my life is when I heard about Jesus. That Jesus would accept me the way I was, and that Jesus died on the cross and Jesus loved me. Oh, she was highly favored because she heard about Jesus. What she found favor. But then look in verse 27, she found a fact. The Bible said when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind. Have you ever noticed, you that are saved, that people started going in the direction of Christ? There are obstacles in their way to keep them from getting to Him. Can I tell you, the devil knows what to put right in your way to keep you from getting to Jesus. But I'm glad when she found the press, she kept pressing on. I'm glad there's some pressing on in me this morning. And here, what she found, she's found favor. She found a fact. It was something between her and the Lord, but she worked her way through it to get to Him. And then thirdly, she found a faith. Look what she said in verse 28. She said, oh, it may be some obstacles in my way, but if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole. You see, salvation is a personal thing this morning. She wasn't worried about everybody else.
She was in her condition with her issue and she needed help. Can I tell you, personally, she had faith. You say, preacher, well, how did she have faith? Well, she heard about Jesus. She had an issue. And the Bible says that the Lord has given every man a measure of faith. You see, the Bible says, as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God. You must access the faith that you have out of your heart unto Christ. A lot of people have opportunities to get to Jesus, but they will not access that faith, that inward pushing out to Him out of their heart. You see, today, I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus. Are you glad somebody told you about Jesus? Who told you about Jesus? Them folks are special in my life. Those that have told me about Jesus. I remember Brother Elmer Kaysen. He's died and in heaven. He was the pastor of where I got saved years ago in Sandy Flat Baptist Church. I'll never forget that Saturday morning. He came to that trailer where me and Renee was living. I was home alone. He knocked on my door. He came in and he asked me something a man had never asked me before. He said, "Ken, are you saved?" Well, I really didn't even know what it meant, but I knew I wasn't ready to meet God. And I lied to that old preacher this morning. I said, oh yeah, just hurry up and leave is what I said. But anyway, he got his Bible and he told me about Jesus, that he loved me, and he left. But something happened that morning that had never happened in my life. When that old man of God left that little old trailer, Jesus stayed in there. He laid down and went to bed with me that night, and I got up this morning. He was still at the foot of my bed. And I sure am glad that I heard about Jesus. That morning I went to Sandy Flat Baptist Church. The same man came in my trailer on Saturday, got up and preached on Sunday morning. I don't remember what he preached, but I remember this about Jesus. He said, if you'd just come, He would receive you. And I'm glad when my foot went out of that pew, my life changed for the honor and the glory of God. You see, not only what she faced, but what she found. She found favor, she found a fact, and she found faith. But then lastly this morning, preaching, I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus. Has anybody ever told you about Jesus? He died for your sins. He was God's only beloved Son. God gave the best for me and you to get us to heaven. And let me tell you, there's still a heaven to gain and a hell to shun this morning. Jesus is not some way. He's the only way. For the Bible says He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus. What she faced, what she found, but thirdly, what she felt. The Bible said in verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. You know, I realize that salvation don't come by feelings, but I have a salvation that brings feelings. As they were singing this morning, how the Lord swelled up in my heart, and I become so grateful and could worship Him in spirit and in truth. You see, she felt in her that something had happened. Can I tell you, it's an inside job this morning. It don't happen from the outside. It happens from the inside. And when Jesus changes the inside, the outside begins to change. I've heard people say, well, you know what? They don't look like a Christian. They don't act like a Christian. I wouldn't judge. You don't know what's going on inside somebody this morning. But I can tell you this, if the God of this Bible lives in you, there will be a change in you. The Bible simply said what she felt. She felt Him. She felt Him. Somebody said, well, how come you raise your hands in church? Because I feel Him. How come you pray? Because I feel Him. Why are you singing? Because I feel Him. What she felt. She felt Him. And then secondly, she felt healed. There's nothing like knowing Jesus has took care of your situation. Nothing like knowing that you're healed spiritually. What she felt Him. She felt healed. And then she felt humbled. Miss Emily's going to come and play. She simply did this. The Bible said that
In verse 33, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. What was done in her? See, it's an inside job. She felt him, she felt healed, but she felt humbled. In front of that crowd, she fell at his feet and told him all the truth. Can I tell you something? I can't tell y'all all the truth this morning of what goes on in my heart, but I found out there's a God in heaven. I can tell him everything. I can tell him anything. She told him all the truth. Could you imagine when she felt him? She felt healed, then she felt humbled. She fell down before him. And you know what Jesus said? He said, daughter, don't tell me it don't work this morning. She came in with an issue and she left in the family of God. She became a daughter by faith. I'm glad I'm in the family. Are you in the family? Thank God I'm in the family. Jesus said, daughter, oh, I'm glad I'm one of his young'uns this morning. You ever heard about Jesus? He's the greatest news I've ever heard. He loves you. And he helped you with your issue, with your situation and your issues of life this morning. You may be watching by way of Facebook today, and you've never been saved by the grace of God. You've never trusted Christ as your Savior. Out of your heart, repent of your sins, turn from that old lifestyle, and call upon somebody that can handle your issues this morning. Trust Jesus. Oh, faith can bring you in the family of God. This morning, let's pray together as Miss Emily plays. Father, we're grateful for your presence this morning.